Michael, we're calling it a subtle nod from the Fed on December. No real surprise for the market, but the market is very tense. It seems focusing much more on the election than the Fed at the moment. So take your pick of the two. What would you like to enlighten us on?
I'll take a stab at both. Just quickly on the Fed today, I think what they were effectively saying was, yes, Hillary, you know, if Hillary gets the job next Tuesday, we're definitely hiking in December. If Trump were to win, we'll just play it as that lays then. But I think that you're going to start seeing those implied probabilities from your WIRP function going from 76 or 77% way down probably to the 50s right after a Trump election. But clearly the market's really what's been defining assets over here has been the election. It's not just the Mexican peso anymore or the pharmaceutical stocks that are more sensitive to a Clinton win. You're starting to see it in the VIX curve. You're starting to see a premium finally really emerge here. One of the interesting things that I noticed and put it out in a note the other day was if you look at Brexit, if you look at the VIX and the days leading up to Brexit, and then you look at the VIX leading up to our election here in the U.S., it's eerily similar. How it just seems to be climbing right in lockstep. If you sort of back out, you know, T minus 8, T minus 7, and so forth in terms of the days, and again, that it just echoed it yet again today here. That certainly doesn't mean anything that Trump is going to win, but I do think I agree with the earlier discussion that Trump has a much tougher path here to a victory than say Brexit did, and I'd point out a couple of important contrasts here, if I may, with Brexit. First of all,
Quickly,
the odds of a Trump win are probably less than they were in Brexit. Brexit polls were actually had the Brexit ahead, but the consequences of a Trump victory are much higher.
Michael, quick question here. In the event of a Trump victory, and we do expect, of course, that result to come through in the evening there in the U.S. when the cash markets are essentially shut, but what's the best first trade you would do if we do get that election outcome?
Right. If you see him take Florida, for example, early and you want to get some trades on, I would be long gold or gold miners there. I think that's the most immediate, most obvious trade, A, because I think the dollar is going to get very weak under a Trump White House. And I also think that in relative to, say, buying puts on the SPX or VIX calls, for example, the nice thing about that is that I think there's enough other reasons to be long gold right now that even if Hillary wins, it will reset some, but not a lot. And so I think if you buy, you know, for example, calls on the GDX or overnight and on just gold itself, that might be an interesting way to sort of play that. And you could even start building a position, you know, tomorrow or today.
Yeah, I'm curious. I mean, at this point though, is it still cheap to go long, say, on vol?
Great question. I think, look, if Trump gets elected, or another scenario where there's a contested election outcome, vol will stay high for a long period of time. So you look at the VIX, it's still below its lifetime average of 20. It has been moving up as we discussed earlier. But I think if Trump wins, I think you're going to see the VIX go way through where it did in Brexit, which was, I think, it topped out around 26. I think you'll see it in the 30s, quite frankly, for some time. And the volatility floor will be higher than what we've been used to for a few reasons under a Trump White House.
So a possible play would be to go long volatility from now until right up to the election. And then if you think Trump is going to win, stay long. If you think Clinton's going to win, close your position and maybe buy equities. So, I mean, does that sound reasonable?
Yes, I do. I do think you have to be a little discriminating with which equities you're getting long. Just talking about U.S. equities.
You wouldn't go long biotech, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing to consider is big banks too. Big banks are more exposed to Elizabeth Warren and regulatory scrutiny under a Clinton White House, and Trump is probably going the other way. So that's big banks probably fare better. The other interesting dimension to think about, at least in my opinion, the yield curve in U.S. Treasuries is going to widen under Trump. I think the Fed hike will get pushed back, and I think the 10-year will sell off aggressively. So that might actually be net – that will be a positive for the big banks as well there. But in terms of overall market, yes, I think I would be prepared to be buying calls. If you think Hillary's really going to win – into the election, I think you buy calls on the SPX.
And just flesh out briefly why you think the dollar and 10-year treasuries go down on a Trump victory. Is that because of him increasing too much debt?
I think there's a degradation of U.S. credit quality under Trump because he's going to be cutting taxes and increasing spending, and there's going to be a lot of policy uncertainty, which is going to curtail U.S. economic output, I think, and at least for the foreseeable future. And while higher rates would be, under normal circumstances, good for the dollar, I actually think you're going to start seeing what's happening in the UK right now, where gilts sell off and the currency sells off. It took a while to gilts start going the other way, but that's been the trend. And I think that's going to be the model for the U.S. Under a Trump White House.
Michael, very, very quickly, 10 seconds. If Clinton does win, does the S&P 500 end the year higher?
For sure. Certainly higher than where it is right now. Do we take out the 2180 level? Probably, but we're going to need some other good factors there, too. It's certainly going to sprint higher after that. But again, we have to make sure that there's not a contested election outcome.